The wonders of the Lord are great, as daily may be seen. In fire, water, air, and earth, which hath full often been. But no example do we take, our wicked courses run. And in our age more sin commit than we were new begun. Transgressions daily do arise as whoredom, theft, and pride. God's ministers we do reject, whose words should be our guide. Nor is there any year as yet more wonderful than now, that wheat and corn and all things else the heavenly power did allow. And for our great unthankfulness from our God's powerful hand, there come great store of floods and rains upon this fruitful land. And so I think, good people, then, that he will send a scourge, because that for our wickedness and sins his wrath doth urge. And mark upon the latter day, which draweth to an end, see how that thou upon this world in smallest thoughts depend. We have not always here to live, bethink that thou must die. Time being come, you must away in the twinkling of an eye. But for thy God's own promise made, thou could not long endure. For what he said, his truth itself, there's nothing else so sure. For he hath promised that he will our time more happy make, and that he'll cut down princes even for his elect's sake. As by a prophecy in France, the which was lately found, in parchment writ and wrapped in lead, most close unto the ground. Within a church's wall, which then was pulled down to mend, which showed ere 13 years were past, the world should come to end. The words were these which then were found within this sacred place: great wars shall be in Italy within this little space, which is no doubt God's handiwork to plague them for their pride, which doth with foul idolatry his holy name deride. There shall not be a shepherd left to feed the silly flock. Then let us pray that in our hearts he graft a surer stock, and that we may not be bereft of pastors us to teach, but that amongst us he will send good men his word to preach. The wrath of God shall show itself throughout the world so wide, which he will pour upon us all for our incessant pride. Then let us pray with full consent that he may hold his hand, and that he will not wreak his wrath upon our sinful land. God shall be known but of a few, which is a grievous thing, that we so little should regard our God, the heavenly King, who sent his Son to save our souls from Satan, death, and hell, and that we should in heavenly bliss with him forever dwell. A great man shall arise, they say, which is a thing concealed, and unto few but godly men the same shall be revealed. Then let us pray, which little know, that we may ready be. For him the which in glory sits from all eternity. The fourth part of the earth shall burn, the sun shall darken be. The moon shall pour forth streams of blood, which fearfully we'll see. Unto the souls which ill have done, but joyful to the rest. The bat will terrify to death, and greatly joy the rest. An universal earthquake shall upon this globe remain. The earth shall seem to move and stir, so shall the ocean's main. Then if his breath can shake the same, which is the God of might, how could he play us if he pleased, but with his force to smite? The infidels true God shall know, and Trinity profess. God grant which we that Christians are, may never do the less. If those which do not fear the Lord shall truest Christians turn, then we which know the living God in hell's hot flame shall burn. The rivers shall be dried up, and shepherds shall remain, and but one sheepfold shall be left, God's glory to maintain. Which is the latter day of all, where but one God shall reign. Then let us labor day and night, his favor to obtain. Great God, which sits in heavenly throne, grant that we sinners may have place in thy eternal court, where holy saints do pray. Still holy, holy, Lord of lords, and Spirit full of grace, God grant that in thy kingdom we may have a resting place.